Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank Podcast.
Welcome back. It's a Friday. It means it's time for Fuck Outta Here Friday.
Outta Here Friday.
As you can hear, it's Regan back again.
Oh, man. Glad to be back. And, you know, I'm appreciating everybody for just messaging on through and just saying how they love this segment. That's the only reason I'm coming back. Because Tim said he was going to buy me a feed in order to do these podcasts. Hasn't come around. I don't think I'll ever see that feed.
Well, I'll get you some ankle socks is what we talked about last week. If that's what you actually fucking want, I can sort that out for you.
I want the big long ones, I told you.
Now it's the big long one, eh? You said you couldn't handle it last time.
So good to be back, you know, after hearing, the wise words of Rizvan, the great, the goat. And you know what? I'm ready to get on into this. Fuck it. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here, you fucking nah.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what do we got going on, bro?
So today, we've actually talked about this a few times. Me and Regan have had conversations about this. It's about the shared Facebook accounts. So when you have an account that you share with your couple, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Okay, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Before you get the fuck out of here, I want to know which one of you's cheated. Which one of you's cheated?
It has to be one of you have to have some fucking skeleton in your closet that there's some reasoning behind that shit.
Why the fuck would I want to share a page with my missus when all the debacle and shenanigans that go on in my DMs, I'm not talking about females, I'm talking about all the dumb shit like me and Tim would talk about.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? My missus doesn't even want to hear about that. Why would you want to share a page unless there was some unfaithfulness going on in your relationship?
It has to have something to do with it. You can't just have a shared one and it's like a decision that you've both made. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Man, just, hey, give the passwords to your missus.
You know what it's giving? It's giving, yeah, hold my hand. Hold my hand. You can't be trusted. Come with me.
Hold my pocket.
Hold my pocket. We're going to live our lives together now, you fucking dweeb.
Fuck. It's the most weirdest shit. And it's like becoming a bit of a trend.
It is.
And hey, if you've got
that
one,
that means more people are cheating.
Yeah.
You know what? I've got a separate Facebook page for my missus. It's because my missus didn't call me cheating.
Nah, fuck. You've got burner accounts. That's why you're a fucking dirty scumbag. But yeah, it is. There has to be like a sit down conversation like, hey guys, listen, I know you've been unfaithful.
Oh, how did you know?
Because I've read it. Now, what's going to happen now? Okay, you little bitch.
Oh no.
I'm going to put you on timeout.
What do you mean?
Me and you are going to share an account.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Oh no.
So you can't get scandalous.
You'll be wearing the pants in this relationship and everyone will mock me.
So what?
Oh my gosh. All my boys are going to be laughing at me.
Well, you know what your boys should have told you. You boys should have had a conversation. Hey, sorry.
When will I get my account back, please, babe?
Hey, at the end of the month, if you've been right.
Man.
You better get out and do the fucking dishes.
Oh, shit.
And scene.
There we go, man. But That's how it would go down.
That conversation's fucking would be awkward as fuck.
That's how it would have gone down. Yeah. You know what? We're sharing a Facebook page. You have been such a fucking idiot. And therefore, you can't be trusted.
Do you know this guy? Like those ones. Do you know this girl? Is this your friend? Is it? Eh?
Oh, you're a comedian.
All of a sudden, you're funny. You got jokes for this. You got jokes for this Russian girl,
eh? Oh, my
That's trying
God.
To sell you Forex traders.
Is this your dick? Is this your dick?
Tell me this is not your penis.
Please tell me this is not your fucking dick.
Harry, please tell me this is not your penis.
Damn, those are the kind of conversations they go down, man.
Do you ever like, and there are people that do have that shared account. Do you ever like you know, it comes up as their birthday. You're like, which one is it? Is your birthday?
Yeah.
Is it your birthday?
Am I wishing my bro a birthday or am I wishing this missus a happy birthday?
Yeah. And then your bro comes back. Hey, what are you?
How am I supposed to know which one it is, man? Jeez.
Fuck. And the other one is like when you want to talk to that person.
That's it.
Like, you're like, hey, bro, are you going to come around? Oh, Eli's not here. He's gone out. I was like, oh, well, fuck.
Well, fucking, can you pass the message on? Yeah. Can you wait for leave him fuck. To open up this message?
Hold up. That shit is annoying, too, when you got to pass messages on. Can you tell such and such? Why can't you just give him his own fucking account?
Why can't you just leave the message unread until he opens it himself?
Yeah. And you also get paranoid about how you're going to word something towards him. Because you don't want to say...
You got to talk in code, eh?
Yeah, you can't say, like, gee, what the fuck are you up to?
Gee, the boys were on tonight. We were fucking getting on it. We were fucking nose beers and all that jazz.
Should have seen old fucking Sean, bro. Sean was out all fucking naked.
That was crazy at the strippers, eh, bro? You got to talk in code, bro. Yeah. That was great service at church.
Yeah.
That holy water.
Mwah. Yeah, that new pastor, she's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Changed my whole life, that youth pastor.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Passed it around. Passed around the communion. Passed around.
That's where I spent all my tithe.
But yeah, it's a weird situation. And it does come down to being, I think it comes down to just trust.
That's what it is.
You gotta trust your motherfucker.
And you know what? If they've been playing up in the past, you know what? Give them one chance, and after that, fucking fuck out of here.
Then you're off social media for life.
That's it, bruv. That was me. That would be on Twitter.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Twitter was fucking the scandal of all scandals.
That was the place you could chat your shit right there, mate.
And then all of a sudden, it got, I think it's too much now.
Now people are just, oh,
that shit is too much.
I don't even want to have a look back there.
You don't know what you're going to get when you go to Twitter.
Damn.
You either get some titties, or you'll get someone getting shot.
Oh,
bro, it is fucking nutty.
Elon, come on, bro.
Elon don't give a fuck either. Elon's like, you want to see a dead person and you want to see some titties?
Damn.
I'll bring it all in the same place for you.
Damn, bro.
You don't have to click in and out. You don't have to go fucking incognito.
That's I might have a little visit.
Bro, you might, hey, get the burner back up. Fucking reignite the burner.
Something that I've been thinking about that does remind me of sharing Facebook accounts now, that's quite common, is have you seen those vintage t-shirts that people print of their partners?
Oh, fuck off. Is that
and
a thing?
So you're wearing a picture, it's like a vintage t-shirt, but it's all pictures of your missus.
Fuck, and you're fucked up.
You're walking around town. And you're
like, holy shit.
Okay, I get it. I'm in a relationship.
Holy shit. Is this a thing?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times, man.
Holy
people put them in
shit.
And they send them off. You're going off the boys. Well, you better put on your favorite t-shirt.
Saying that, my missus wears some of that improvised merch.
Oh, that's all good.
I need to make my own merch. This is my boo-boo.
Yeah.
Don't nobody
watch your back.
My boo-boo.
This is my girl. Yeah. All right. Leave her alone.
Fuck it. Yeah. You better get away.
Oh, that's going to be me soon. I'm going to be wearing one of these damn t-shirts with my missus' face all over it.
Fuck
it.
I want to actually make one and give it to you.
You're going out the boys. Well, aren't you forgetting something?
You better fucking
put
put on that
fucking t-shirt.
Might as well just put a fucking massive hat on.
And come back and you're not, if I see photos out there and about on stories and you're not wearing that fucking t-shirt, don't come back to the house. That's the hard word you'll be getting, pretty much.
Fuck, that's weird.
And then you know what you do? You just, boys, just take a few stories on me.
Yeah, please, boys.
Just a quick ones and then I'm fucking taking this shit off.
I'm taking my shirt off. we're going
I'd rather be fucking wearing no shirt than wearing this piece of shit.
Fuck, that's out of it, bro. That's fucking weird.
That could be the new one.
The other one is shared fucking bank accounts. Do you share your bank account?
We do share one main bank account and we've got two separate ones. Okay. Yeah, at the moment. So yeah, but we do share one account and then I've got my own one where I spend to my subscriptions.
What a little sauce bank. Are you?
My little OnlyFans subscriptions in my other bank account.
What a little bitch. I'm like, hey, your money's your money, my
money's
mine. Fuck it. Hey, here's the prenup.
Damn.
Feel me?
And then when you're broke, oh, babe, can I have some money, please?
Nah, that's one of those. I'll pay those. Can you pay this bill? Oh, yes. I'll pay this bill. My bad.
Folding like the laundry, boy. Oh,
my bad.
That's us. That's both of us.
Oh. Okay, last week we went out and talked about ankle socks. I put a poll up on my Instagram.
What's the cause, bro? Give me the verdict.
Fuck, everybody was pro ankle sock.
I told you.
I'm the only one that's not. Oh, man. Made me go, fuck, maybe I'm the wrong one.
Maybe.
Maybe I need to start experimenting on the ankle sock.
Give it a go, bro. You've had some sad times, you know, with basketball and your ankle's getting broken. That's why.
That might, Maybe I'm ashamed. Maybe I'm ashamed of my ankles.
Shamer.
Maybe I don't want anybody to break them again.
Are you ankle shaming?
Yeah. Fucking.
Well, there you go, man. I'm glad that people have spoken up, and I'm glad that we have a space where we can chat about this one.
Yeah.
Are we checking up another poll for this?
Yeah, we will, but only Regan's allowed to slide up and down that pole.
Wait, I got to ask my missus first.
Yeah, slide up and down that pole. No, I want you to message me. DMs, we didn't get any voice messages. So voice message me your take on the shared Facebook accounts.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
If you have one, I would love to fucking talk to you.
And defend yourself. Come through to the arena and defend yourself. If you say, you know, this works for us, tell me about it.
Yeah, I want to know. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Make sure you put reviews in, because I've got to fucking, we got to go up against some big dogs.
Come on, man. This guy's sitting in top three. Top three, baby.
That was like, just hold up for a second. Let's fucking clarify that. It's not top three of everyone, just top three of the people that interview people that are funny.
Oh, maybe it's because I'm on here. That's why it's top three.
Listen, bro. Friday, there was a spike the Friday. Okay. Oh, and it wasn't your drink with your roofie. And it wasn't me spiking.
Was I feeling funny that week?
Yeah, fucking hell. Why did I have a sore bum on Saturday? Okay. Anyway, by the way, that's not funny.
Hey, come on.
Don't laugh at that. Okay. All right. Enjoy it, everyone. And I'll catch you guys on Monday. And this Monday, actually, I don't even fuck. I think it might be INF this Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
INF, the lyrical master.
Oh, man. Well, have a great weekend, team.
Shoo.
Frank Podcast.
Chris and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.